Dr. Randy here. Welcome to Intentional Living. Wrapping up this week, we're talking about in-laws, and I chuckle because I've often said that if your last name is Law, that creates a potential for a unique dynamic. And I know some of us have some great in-law relationships. Frankly, I was blessed. My in-laws are in heaven now, but we had a great relationship, and Donna with my parents. And so we've had good relationships overall with in-laws. And I know not everybody does. And I know there's lots of factors involved in it. So we're not going to be Pollyanna in terms of thinking it always works out easily. It doesn't. But what's one thing you could do? What's one thing that you could do? Think about it. One thing to help establish a better relationship with your in-laws. Got some great stories coming up. We'll get to some questions on the show today. I think I mentioned Dr. Randy here from our center. As I mentioned this week, and we've been holding our phone line this week for a very special reason, and I want to say it's the last day, last opportunity for those of you as we wrap up the month as well as the week to join us in support by calling our number. I'll give in a moment. And also to be able to receive the Intentional Word Chronological Bible for those of you who are joining monthly support with information on all of that at our website at theintentionallife.com, or you can call and talk to our staff, and the operators are available right now. Just call 888-888-1717. All right, let's get started. Mike wants to share a question. Take a listen.
Hello, my name's Mike. My question is, my in-laws are amazing. My wife comes from a good Christian family, my family not so much, and my mom has a difficult time embracing my wife. Ever since we got married, I would hear things like, I'm your mother, I'm supposed to be number one, and I would have to explain to her, no, my wife is number one, the two shall leave father and mother and become one flesh, like my wife is number one, and I still have an obligation to take care of you, but my wife is the most important person and takes priority. And my mom just has a hard time having a normal, healthy relationship. She spends money on people rather than actually being able to just sit down and talk and have a meaningful relationship. She never takes an interest to know my wife because of that. So it's much easier for her just to buy something for my wife rather than to actually sit down and get to know her. And I live in Tucson, and she lives in Missouri, and so we don't see her very often, and she's coming for a visit, so I was just trying to find out what are some ways that my wife can try and build that bond, even though my mom doesn't make much of an effort to do that.
All right. Listen, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it, my friend, and we're going to open the phone lines right now to you and to others. Maybe you've been down this path. Maybe you're looking to say, how can I help? You know, guide my parents in the relationship they have with my spouse, or how do we put some healthy boundaries in place? How do we do this intentionally? What has worked for you? What have you struggled with? How have you gotten through this? And maybe you've been on the in-law side, the other side, where you feel like it's been unjust or just not fair with some of the boundaries that have been put in place. How do we manage this? The Bible says leave and cleave. What does that mean? How do you apply it? 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. I do know this. I've worked with thousands of people over the years, and in-law relationships can either be a great blessing or it can be a great problem, a curse. It can be very damaging. And I think most often it's not done intentionally. I'm sure that most people have good intentions, but as we know, intentions are what we judge ourselves by. Others judge us by their expectations. And when those two do not connect, it creates a problem. And so most every problem that I've dealt with from an intentional living perspective comes back to the difference between a good intention and an expectation. And if we can't get those two clearly aligned and on the table and dealt with, especially in these kind of relationships, it can create a huge problem. So have you dealt with this? How have you dealt with it? What's been your challenge, and how have you been intentional, or how do you think you need to be intentional that I can help you with? 888-888-1717 is the number. We'll be back with your calls here in just a moment. We put on a seatbelt because we know there's a threat out there, and many of us have never had to use the seatbelt. We drive for thousands of miles and the seatbelt does nothing. But then all of a sudden, we've prepared for that, didn't we? Maybe saving a life. And so that preparation of that thing that we just do habitually by putting on a seatbelt may someday be there to protect you when that threat of an accident becomes a reality in your life or my life. That's an excerpt from the teaching that I prepared for our Intentional Living community this month on the various threat levels in our personal life and how intentional living can make a difference. And you know, it's a privilege every month to send this out electronically. We do it digitally through our email, both video and audio. In the old days, it was just the CD. Now we can put the video on there and we can share it with you and you all. I hope you'll share it with your family and your friends, maybe your pastor, someone that can be encouragement to them. And if you're not a member, listen, hey, we're at the end of the month, literally here, and this is an opportunity for you to come and be a part of the ministry. Your monthly support makes a difference, and for those of you who join monthly, and the information on what all that means is online, this is the last call for the Intentional Word Chronological Bible that we've been making available here during the month of March. The 66 books of the Bible, all in chronological order. Powerful resource, 20 minutes a day reading the Bible, going through the Bible in a year. It's a very powerful ministry growth point in your life. So if you'd like to find out more, you can go to theintentionallife.com. All the information is there, theintentionallife.com, or call anytime today, because the phone line's being held for this purpose today at 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. And I want to say thank you for stepping up and being a part of our intentional living ministry here. We appreciate it.
I have a wonderful mother-in-law who, she is a very devout Christian, and I love her for it. The problem that I have is that she is also very controlling. So she impedes in all of her kids' lives. And I just don't know how to overcome that controlling behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I expect or suspect, Barbara, in your case, you're concerned about her, you know, sticking her nose into your husband's life more than you think she should. You know, one of the things we have is we have patterns of behavior that exceed what years you've had with your spouse. In other words, for 20 years or 25 years, mom was engaged with her son, and then all of a sudden you show up on the scene, and now you're married. And so she's bringing into this relationship certain expectations of that ongoing relationship with her son, how she's going to communicate, how she wants to be involved. And if controlling is important to her, it's likely to continue until your son steps up and is willing to talk to mom and put some boundaries in place. And we need to do this lovingly. I've seen families, boy, and I've seen the hurt with some families where an in-law is just completely cut out of the picture because there has been something said or done that shouldn't have been said or done. And in the process, there's a lack of forgiveness. There's a lack of connection. And boy, I'm an advocate, whenever possible, to avoid these things, to avoid the oh no moments in in-law relationships, to be intentional by setting some expectations and being clear with them before it gets to that point. All right, let's go to the phones here. We've got on the line, Dee is in Texas with a comment. Dee, yes. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank
Good.
You.
Good. What's your take on this?
Well, I had a comment because I heard the gentleman speak on about his mother, and I totally relate in that because but what I think we have to remember is that our parents have had a past as well, and you've hit on it a little bit in the fact that, you know, they've been with you all that time, mm-hmm. and then you get married and they introduce somebody else. But if you can remember that they've had a childhood just like you did, and sometimes they don't deal with those past issues and they just keep revolving. And so therefore I had to understand to just forgive and also make boundaries, so that understanding that I may have dealt with my issues, but maybe they haven't.
Yeah.
And especially when you have one that's a Christian, one that's not, understanding that it's going to come with just laboring with being forgiving and then, but yet setting your boundaries. Because I definitely had to do that. My husband comes from a really good family, but I did not it wasn't as tight knit. And my mom just was like, I'm just going to totally check out. I'm not even going to try to be involved. And so it kind of hurt the children and it hurts others. And so I was like, you know, it would be good if we understand where they're coming from. And for a while, it took me a while to understand that. But her past is something she hadn't dealt with, which is why I make sure to be intentional about my past so that I can be healthy for my kids when they get married. Well, so just looking at it from that standpoint.
Yeah, am I hearing you correctly? You're saying that we all bring different things to this relationship. And when we get married, it's not just the two people. It's the in-laws and all the family. And everybody's coming at this thing with different expectations. And I'll tell you something, the skin can be very thin and be easily hurt by some in that relationship. And it doesn't take much to go south in a relationship that unfortunately can affect the family. And, you know, I was just thinking, well, you know, we should do a conference someday. Maybe we should do one online here. We could do a whole conference on how to be an intentional in-law. You know, just spend a couple of hours and download what we've seen, what we know, what the scripture teaches, and put some things in place where we could learn to be an in-law. You know, we go to pre-marriage counseling, which sometimes doesn't help all that much because you're so deeply in emotional love, you're not ready to deal with some of the realities. But maybe to have an in-law, how to be an in-law conference, where we could put together some of the principles that we know work to make it work. And I think you've hit on one of them is realize everybody's bringing different things to the table.
I said what I would do for my kids is I'm going to write a book. I said, they say there's no manual to life, but there really is your story.
Yeah, that's very true.
To give them something to look to and help them guide them a little bit.
Yeah, let me do this, Dee. Let me open the phone line. If we're going to put together an agenda for a conference on how to be an intentional in-law, what would you like to see on that agenda? You know, what are some issues that if I were going to be doing a teaching for 2 hours on this, what were some things you'd like to see addressed when it comes to the in-law relationship in particular on either side, if you're the daughter-in-law, son-in-law, or maybe you're one of the parents? What would be on that agenda? What would be some issues that need to be discussed from your own experience? Love to hear it. Give us a call. Let's go. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Back with your calls in a moment.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
What is the greatest threat to your peace and happiness today? Many things in life pose unique threats and can easily get out of control. That's why it's best to deal with them while they're small and manageable. During our spring fundraiser, will you support the Ministry of Intentional Living? Give right now, and you'll receive Dr. Randy's teaching titled, Your Personal Threat Assessment, where he provides inspiration that will prepare you for the threats you'll face in your life. Give $30 a month or more, or a special gift of $360. When you give, you'll get the teaching and other intentional living tools sent directly to your inbox each month, along with this month's exclusive offer of the Intentional Living Chronological Bible. This special Bible orders the books, chapters, and verses as they actually happened. Your continuing support helps people live intentional lives for Christ in a world that often threatens their peace and happiness. Give right now by calling 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate that. You know, here at the end of the month, it's always, you know, it's kind of these moments in time where they become very significant. And here at the end of the month is a significant time. I just want to say thanks to those of you who've been praying for us during these first 3 months of this calendar year, and those of you who've also been just actively involved in supporting it, supporting what we do. We appreciate it. Can't do it without your help, frankly. And we just do everything we possibly can to get into your hands helpful resources on the air, our radio broadcast, our Intentional Living Minute, our events, our podcast that goes out around the world. And then, of course, this month, we've been making available the Intentional Word Chronological Bible Last Call, literally here at the end of the month, for those of you coming to join us, be a part of this monthly support team for intentional living. If we can get the teaching to you, the topic you just heard on threats, next month it's going to be on peace. Of course, the Intentional Word Chronological Bible as well. To find out more, just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Or you can call. We have our operators today designated for this purpose, so you can call and talk to them at 888-888-1717. And I just say in advance, thank you for your support, because your support's making a difference. In fact, I want you to hear from Terry, one of our listeners, someone who gets it, and it's an example, I think you'll find, of how intentional living can impact a life for Christ.
Hey, Dr. Randy, my name's Terry. I'm a truck driver, and I've been listening to you the past several weeks, and I just wanted to let you know that you guys are a blessing. You guys are definitely right on with intentional living. It does work, and I've started with my finances, putting God first. In just a few short weeks, I'm amazed at what is happening. I thank God for you guys, and I did start recently supporting you, and it's a pleasure. God bless everybody, and just keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Terry. Man, listen, be safe out there. But thank you. I'm glad you're listening to us. And by the way, if you miss any of our programs live on the radio, or don't hear the re-air, maybe on some stations in the evening, they're all available for you online in our archives. And all you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. We get a lot of calls here from people who love their in-laws but struggle with the relationship. Sometimes it's the wife saying, man, my mother doesn't get along with my husband. Sometimes it's a father-in-law saying, I don't know how to relate to my son-in-law. We just aren't connecting. And these are what I call high-stake relationships, create difficult and damaging, painful times for people. I teach about oh-no moments and, you know, aha moments. And if we can have an aha moment today to say, wow, I don't want to be there in my relationship with my in-laws, and I'm going to work hard to make it better, then you don't have to have the oh-no moments that so often people have. So we'd love to have you weigh in, 888-888-1717. Just like Kathy from Michigan. It says here, you're a new mother-in-law, huh, Kathy?
I am.
How long have you been a mother-in-law now?
For almost 2 years.
All right, so a couple years. What have you learned about this? How do you handle it?
Well, some of the challenges, so when my son and daughter-in-law were first married, they were in their own place, and due to some circumstances, they are now living with us. I really try to keep communication with my son and daughter-in-law open and flowing, and one of the things I learned, when I became a daughter-in-law, my mother-in-law would always go to my husband and have these sidebar conversations without including me or having me as part of the conversation. And I remember how hurtful that was.
Mm.
So I really try to make sure that if I need clarification or if there's something of a disagreement or whatever, I have that conversation with both my son and my daughter-in-law. I try not to exclude her as part of the conversation, because we have to resolve it and solve it as a team.
Now, has that been helpful in doing that, Kathy? Have you seen improvement in the relationship?
No, because it gets to a point where, at first it was, but it's now, so to add to that level of challenge, my son and daughter-in-law now live with us.
Right.
Okay.
How long has that been occurring?
So they've been living with us about a year.
And how long did you think they were going to be living with you?
Less than a year.
Are you unhappy with, now, just being honest now, is it difficult for you to have them be there?
It is difficult, yes.
And has that been something that you've been able to talk through with them, or to get some idea of what's happening, or are you feeling kind of trapped and stuck?
I have talked with them. The difficulty is I have expectations that my kids grew up with in my home, and I expect these same expectations and guidelines and rules to still follow. And now that I have grandchildren that live there with us, well, the one's 7 years old, so I still expect, you know, these are the rules for Mimi's home. They're the same rules I had for your dad and your aunt. So, yeah, I still have these rules, but my guidelines and rules are different than what my daughter-in-law's expectations, guidelines, and rules are. And so that's the challenge, because I don't want to step on her toes. She is the mom. He is the dad. But this is also my home.
Right. Well,
what
this
I brought my kids up on.
Well, listen, Kathy, it's your home. It's your home. Not yet. Now, listen. Sometimes you have to bend over backward a little bit, and you have to adjust, and you have to flex, because if you don't, things that don't flex tend to break. And in life, if we don't learn to be a little flexible at times, we can be breaking day in and day out over a lot of different things. And so picking your battles very carefully, Kathy, when it comes to your daughter-in-law. But if there are some things in your home that are important to you and how you want your home run, then those things need to be talked about. Here's the problem. You're almost a year into this relationship doing this. And there's almost a grandfather clause with people after a while are saying, we've been doing it this way for a long time. Why is that a problem now? It's important to get things settled up front before they move in to sit down and talk about what the relationship is going to be like. But since that wasn't done, apparently, I would encourage you now to sit down and say, look, we love you guys. We're trying to help you. The expectation up front was it would be for a shorter period of time. What's the plan? And if the plan is it's going to be going on for much longer, then, hey, we need to renegotiate the relationship, because there's some things that are not happening that are important to me that I need to get out on the table. Because if you don't do that, Kathy, what's going to happen after they move out? You're going to have some bitterness in your heart, and you don't want that. You need to get it out on the table. Now, if they're going to be there another few weeks, that's one thing. But if they're saying, hey, this is going to go on for another year, if I were you, I'd just say, hey, we got to sit down and get this stuff on the table, the four of you as grown-ups, and talk about it and come up with some agreement. That makes sense?
Exactly. Yeah, that makes absolute sense, yes. And that was the thing. We kind of went through the expectations in the first 6 months. They were following those guidelines, and then I think like the honeymoon stage was over, type thing that happens. And so absolutely, it makes complete sense.
Yeah, and you have every right to do that, and you do it in love. You're better to, and they may be frustrated too. That's why getting it out on the table is a lot better. Thank you, Kathy. Megan is in Michigan. Megan wants to add something to my conference agenda on how to be an intentional in-law. Hi there, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. What would you put on the agenda for me?
I would put on the agenda to teach in-laws about showing grace not only with their new children, if you will, but also their own biological children. I have a very close relationship with my mother-in-law, and it's fantastic. Her and I connect on an amazing level through God, and it has put a strain on her relationship with my husband and as well with my sister-in-law, her daughter, because her and I share a lot of values.
Because you're actually closer than they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting how these dynamics kind of pop up when all of a sudden we've had this family system and then people marry in, and the whole dynamic that should be healthy and should work gets to be difficult? And I think it's hard for families just to sit down and be honest with each other.
Yes, it is. Because, well, for them, there's a whole lifetime of habits of avoiding problems. And then they get someone like me who I was raised in a blended family, very loud, forward. Mm. And it totally threw them for a loop. And so it's been challenging.
Are you able to talk about it as a family?
Yeah, we are now. It took some time.
That's good. So on the agenda, let's have a lot of grace. You got to have a lot of grace in these family relationships, don't we?
Yes.
If we don't, I'll tell you, it gets to be a problem, a serious problem. One of the questions we get often is on the topic of forgiveness. I talk about forgiveness in terms of a relationship. Relationships are like a dance. There's going to be times, no matter how great of a relationship you have or you think you have with another person, there are times, like any dance, you're going to step on their toes. And it may be unintentional, or it may be intentional. It may be occasional, or it may be often. But if we don't have grace, if we don't have a willingness to forgive, hopefully to discuss and then grow in the process, then relationships get stuck. They become immature. They become dwarfed. And that's unfortunate. You know, the scripture tells us that we are to forgive one another just as Christ has forgiven us. And I would leave that as sort of a foundational message as we wrap up the program today on this topic of in-laws. A lot of grace and a willingness to forgive. If you have those two, it's a long way down the road toward a healthy relationship. You may have it, your in-law may not. And there it even requires more grace.
Yes, my name is Clarice. I was listening to the lady that called in regarding the mother-in-law who she's having difficulty with. I have a son, and I'm the mother-in-law, and his wife and I have sat down and talked, and I want to tell you that girl is doing the right thing. She needs to keep talking to her mother-in-law, as my daughter-in-law did, and we have gotten things worked out, and I realize my love for him and my love for her is really great. And I always get in the way because I try to help so much. But it's turning out so wonderfully, and I'm so grateful that she has been able to verbalize how she feels about what I do or what I say. Thank you for listening. God bless.
Listen, listen, be a swift listener. When you talk, speak in words of love and affirmation and encouragement. And I would say to moms-in-laws and dads-in-laws, we are the ones that need to take the lead in this. We're supposed to be the elders, the mature ones, to come alongside of our in-laws and love on them and encourage them. That's really been the focus today because these in-law relationships can be so healthy or they can be so damaging. I started the show by mentioning I've seen both. I've seen people who have very damaged relationships and negative, and others are very positive. You can make it happen. And even if the relationship is a little bit strained, you take the high road. And when you do, it'll change your life. You heard that with Clarice today. Hey, if you'd like to share a story today or respond to what you've heard today or find out more about the ministry, go to our website, theintentionallife.com. Be on this journey with us. It's a life-changing message. You know, God has created in-laws, and they're a part of our life. And we can either choose to have a good relationship or not. Now, they may not reciprocate. We can't control that. But we can be responsible for our part. And that's one of the laws of intentional living, taking responsibility for our part of any relationship or any decision. Hey, as we wrap up today, I want to say thanks again to everybody for your support. Thanks to Stephen Davis for his leadership. And I'm glad to be a part of your life as well. And we'll be back together again next time for Intentional Living.